Report: MSNBC's Rachel Maddow takes $5 million pay cut. By Amy Furr on November 23, 2024. MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow is reportedly taking a significant pay cut as the network's viewers appear to be feeling blue after President-elect Donald Trump's comeback victory. Not long before parent company Comcast said it was making the network a separate entity, Maddow reportedly agreed to reduce her annual salary from $30 million to $25 million over the next 3 years, the Washington Free Beacon reported on Friday. The article continued. Some would argue Maddow is still grossly overpaid considering she only hosts her MSNBC show one night per week. But the substantial pay cut, first reported by The Enquirer on Thursday, is almost certainly a sign of things to come for Maddow's increasingly deranged colleagues at MSNBC, who will soon be at the mercy of new management eager to right-size their ridiculous salaries. The news comes as MSNBC's viewership saw a 50% drop after Trump won re-election, moving 48 states to the right, Breitbart News reported November 12. Journalist Mark Halperin told Tucker Carlson in October that no matter who won the election, it could be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country, the outlet said. The day after Trump's massive victory, Breitbart News's John Nolte highlighted the fact that the political process does not depend on the mainstream media anymore. The road to the White House no longer goes through 60 Minutes, CNN, Fox News, Meet the Press, the New York Times editorial board, or the cover of Time magazine, he wrote. That road now runs through the Joe Rogan Experience, Breitbart News, new media, podcasts, talk radio, and social media. In other words, the road to the White House now goes through We the People. In October, Gallup polling found that Americans trust in the establishment media to report current events fully, accurately, and fairly dropped to a record low over the past year, according to Breitbart News. Americans' trust in the media has not always been low. But since the rise of social media and various platforms that undercut the media elite's former control over narratives broadcast on the big three networks and several nationally read papers, Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo wrote, Americans' trust plummeted.